Chapter 12. Sin braced himself for the coming fight, but strangely, Kassar didn't make any moves toward him. Instead, he stared at Zakhar with a twisted half-smile.
"I see you found my pet, Nana."
He returned his gaze to Sin, and his face turned to stone.
"And my brother."
Sin shrugged in feigned sympathy.
"He attacked us," he said sarcastically. "What was I supposed to do, invite him to dinner?" "You were supposed to die."
Kassar narrowed his eyes on him.
"It would have been a good start."
Sin shook his head.
"I don't know. I die, you get bored, world ends. Doesn't really fit, does it? Besides, I can't make things too easy on you. What's life without pain?"
Kassar's gaze went back to Zakhar.
"That's a question best answered by the pet, isn't it?"
Fury darkened Sin's gaze as he saw the shame on Zakhar's face, but before he could move to retaliate, Zakhar blasted the demon. Kassar turned it away with a wave of his hand.
"Don't you ever learn, dog."
Zakhar glared at him.
"I will fight you till I die."
Kassar laughed.
"Oh, you're going to die, all right. All of you. And for what you've done to my brother, you will suffer unimaginably."
"Yada, yada, yada." Kat slowly enunciated each word before she looked at Sin as if bored by their exchange. "Am I the only one who gets sick of the bad guy monologue?" She held her arms out like a zombie and mocked Kassar's accent.
"Ooh, I'm the big evil. I'm going to kill you all. Just wait while I bore you to tears with my egomaniacal bullshit. I'm just a demon windbag who likes to hear himself speak, and I'm trying to intimidate you."
She looked back at Kassar and put her arms down. "Really, if that's the case, you need to stop letting your mother dress you funny. It's hard to take anyone serious as a killer when he looks like an investment banker. The only part of me that's nervous is my checkbook." Kassar ran his tongue over his fangs as he eyed her as if she were a tender niblet.
"Your girlfriend has quite a mouth, Nana. I'm going to enjoy shoving her words down her throat."
Sin glared at him.
"Not nearly as much as I'm going to enjoy killing you."
Kat rolled her eyes. "What is this, a hen party? For a couple of guys, you're talking more than an episode of Oprah. If we're going to fight, let's fight." Zakhar frowned at her.
"So eager to die, are you?"
Kat shrugged. "Not particularly, but I'd rather go down clubbing Kassar than from boredom." Suddenly, there were 4 dozen Kassars all around them. Kat cursed as she realized she might have spoken too soon. This could get ugly, and given the number of Kassars present, that was putting it mildly, fast. "Yo, Toto," she said to Sin, "I'm having a bad Matrix 2 flashback and hearing Mr. Anderson in my head from that guy who was the elf in Lord of the Rings." Sin arched a brow.
"Orlando Bloom?"
"No, the other one." Without warning, Kassar started for her. Kat moved to attack him, but before he reached her, she was jerked out of the way. All of a sudden, someone was shaking her. Hard.
"Ow!"
Kat blinked open her eyes to find Katara standing over her while she lay in bed beside Sin.
"What the—"
"Wake up your boyfriend. I'm going to get the one in the other room before Kassar tears him apart." Katara vanished. Yawning, Kat rolled over and did what Katara had told her. Sin came awake, ready to fight.
"Whoa," Kat said, ducking his grip. "It's me, Kat."
It took him a second to focus on her face and to realize he was awake.
"Where's Kassar?"
"Not here. He's only in our dreams." She scooted toward the edge of the bed. "Katara just woke me, then headed out toward your brother. Let's go see if she can explain all this." They left the bedroom to find Katara in the main room, which was so dark they could barely see. Sin turned on a small lamp on the bar that cast a dull yellow glow around them.